G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of Saturday, December 15. I'm John Barker. Joining me once again is Joel Marshall. Well, Joel, one of the big three handicap miles around Randwick is the highlight of Sydney racing, probably Australian racing this weekend. And as I've written in Winning Post and Best Bets, the amazing thing is that Chris Waller has only won this once, and that was when it was run over 1,400 metres, and yet Waller is the undisputed king of the Randwick Mile. Can he turn it around on Saturday?
Well, he's got a decent team. What's he got? Three runners. He had a few more entered, but he's got a pretty strong, certainly two runners. One of them, Satono Razin, will be a surprise if he wins, but his other two, Minordic Hero and Sambro, are key players. In fact, I've got them to run one too. So I think he's a big chance of taking out the Villiers. It's a good Villiers, I think, this year, particularly good. We've got the up-and-coming Galloper, who sort of got out over further, yet he's coming back in trip, Sky Boy, who just continues to win. And he's pretty warm favourite, $3.80 around that quote. And I think that's a bit short, but he's taken all before him this time in. And then you've got some proven performers. Fabrizio's one has run some good races at the Randwick Mile and a few other sort of horses that are coming through the grades. So I think it's a pretty strong Villiers this year.
Okay, we'll get to that very shortly. We'll take you through the four black type races at Randwick, starting with race four, the Christmas Cup, 2,400 metre listed race. And Waller's got a fairly short one in a smallish field here.
Yeah, the market has identified the two key hopes here, two and three. I'm just sticking with our Century. Been with him both runs. He won first up, and then he didn't have any cover. Exoteric had the box seat cover, and that might have just been the difference in the small field last start. And again, tactics probably going to be key. Again on Saturday, step up to 2,400. I think they'll both handle that well, so there's not much between them, but I've gone two to beat three. One in Destiny's Kiss, 2,400, a big plus for him, and a bit of predicted rain going to help him as well, the old boy. And four, Wall of Fire, looking for a track with some give in it. He can improve.
Race 5 at Randwick on Saturday is the Inglis Nursery. This is a restricted listed event, restricted obviously to Inglis graduates. Around over 1,000 metres, it's worth $500,000 bucks, and your best bet of the program comes up here, Joel, and it is a Waller runner.
Yeah, tricky race to go for a best bet, and there's probably a horse that I could save on in the race, but I like a session. I think he's a nice colt. He'd only had the one trial leading into the debut. Chris Waller had said, I think on the Friday before the race, in his sort of media report, that he was keen to give him another trial, but he drew barrier one, so he decided to run him at Rose Hill. The horse ran well, he was a bit tardy away, a bit green when the pace slackened mid-race, and I thought he stuck on really well. The winner got a split at the 200 and was quite an impressive winner from the Godolphin team, but I thought a session held on really well. Barrier two, Hugh Bowman, he'll be better for the experience, and I think $9 is over the odds. I think there's a couple shorter than him in the market that shouldn't be. Number five, Enforcement, is the horse I spoke of that I could save on, because his trials have been excellent. He's won both of them for James McDonald. By I Am Invincible, James takes the ride. I think he's there to run really well on debut. One, Strasbourg, the other Snowden runner. This horse has won at Newcastle. He just found the pace a bit hot, and then his class took over in the straight. I'm just a bit fearful that 1,000 metres might be a bit sharp for him now that he's had that run, but he's got the score on the board. And in for fourth, number 14, Touch of Paradise. I like that Mick Price sent this filly up for a trial, and she needed it because she got hanging on the turn, and then she battled on quite well. She'll be better for that experience. She jumped out well at Caulfield prior to that. But I'm with three a session. Could certainly save on five at their current prices.
Race six at Randwick on Saturday, first leg of the quaddie. Razor Sharp Handicap, 1,200 metre listed race. This race has thrown up a few good horses over the journey, and there is an up-and-comer here who's quite short in the Clear Cunningham-trained Cradle Mountain. You have found a couple to beat him.
Yeah, I've gone against him, and you might prove me wrong again. I think I tipped against him last start at $2.10. He's come up even money again. I guess he's just progressive, and he's got the lightweight, and he's going to take a stack of catching. I thought Deploy was pretty good first up, however, so I've gone his way. He was returning from a decent spell. He'd undergone surgery to remove bone chips, so I thought he stuck on well. He'll be fitter for that. Look, he might still need another run, and yes, he's giving plenty of weight away, but banking on his class, number one. I've thrown Kaepernick in for second. He's going really well. Second to Redzel in the Concord. Went down to Melbourne. Looked the winner down the straight. Got nailed on the line by Thermal Current. Nine Cradle Mountain, obvious winning hope. He's in for third. And number 8, Marsupial, was a little bit flat last start, but can settle closer from a better draw.
The big one is race 7, Fujin Construction Villiers Stakes, 1600 metre handicap, a Group 2 worth $250,000. And your value bet comes up here, Joel. It is the lesser fancied of the main Waller pair.
Yeah, as I said, I've got Waller to Quinella the race. I find Sambro the value here, and I think he'll be hard to beat. He's ticked the wet box if we get a bit of rain. He's looking for the mile. He won the Queensland Guineas over the mile in the winter. That was on a heavy track. He probably should have gone close to beating Best of Days first up back on September 1. That horse then won a Group 1. He was okay at Newcastle after that. Then given a bit of a freshen into his latest run, he just got nailed late by Torgerson. Goes 7 weeks into this, but he's had 2 trials. I like Chris Waller when he gives his horses a couple of trials, sort of in the middle of a campaign and just freshens them up. And he didn't go around in the festival, and I guess for that he didn't risk a weight penalty for this race. My Nordic Hero won that race. His rating went up 5 points, so he went up 2.5 kilos. Sambro gets in with a little bit less weight, and just hoping that's the telling factor. My Nordic Hero's flying, though. He was very good first up, and he went right on with it in the festival. 13 in for third, Sky Boy. 6 from 11. He's won his last 4. He went to 2,000 metres twice, back to 1,800. Now back to a mile. So it's been an interesting prep, but down to 53 kilos. He certainly looks a promising customer. And number 9, Doubt Defying. He's had an interesting campaign. He went to Sydney, won first up, won the Sale Cup. They had a throw at the stumps in the McKinnon. Came up a bit short there, but back to his right sort of level over a mile. He can easily bounce back.
All right, to recap, Joel's best, race 5, number 3, Accession, value bet, race 7, number 10, Sambro. Quite a good weekend of racing around Australia on Saturday, given that it's mid-December. So not only do we have 4 stakes races at Randwick, we have 5 at Doomben. And the first of those is race 4, the Spirit of Boom, Feel and Ready Stakes. This is 1,110 metres for 2-year-old colts and geldings at listed level.
I guess Lucky Feeling Ready didn't go to stud, because you could have two stallions in the name of the race. But Sun City on top for me. Tony McAvoy, of course, won the Magic Millions last year with a horse that got beaten on debut in the Maribyrnong Trial in Sunlight. And here's Sun City, also by Zoostar. He got beaten in the Maribyrnong Trial, ran very well. Just found Unite and Conquer a bit sharp. That filly won the Magic Millions at Wyong on Wednesday. So the form's irresistible. Barrier 1, Jay Lloyd. He's had the trial in Brisbane. I think they went up about 270s, shortened up to about 220 now. That's it's probably his right price. I think he's the one to beat. 3, Cramrick in for second. Bit disappointing first up as favourite in the Accession race, but can improve. 6 in for third, 11-11. Another beaten favourite on debut, but he'll be fitter for that. And 5, Snow Zone comes through the Strasbourg race at Newcastle. He's next in.
Race 5 is the Fillies Division. It is the Boomer Bloodstock Callaway Gal Stakes.
7, Single Blonde for me. Jeff Lloyd again. This one for Waterhouse Bot. Not sure of the strength of that maiden that she ran in on debut. There was a couple of handy trialers going into it. The second outsider of the field won it, which was a Godolphin filly, and she did win it well. Single Blonde just missed the start a little bit. Ended up in a decent spot and probably had her chance, but she'll be wiser for that. She's well-bred. And I'm just hoping she can just take natural improvement from that run. Debate number 1, of course she will. Couldn't have done much more in the first prep. Won at Toowoomba on dry, won at Doomben on the wet. So she's ticked most boxes. 4, Country Cocktail in for third. Heavy track run on debut was a bit flat. Ran better on the dry last time. So just to monitor the weather conditions, I think they are expecting rain. And 2, Gala Miss in for fourth, the debut winner.
Race 6 at Doomben on Saturday. IPG Marketing Solutions Bribie Handicap. This is also listed. It's over 1050 metres, and Hootson appears at the top of the order here. Also at the top of the betting at $1.50, and you would think that dropping from Group 1 back to this level and only with 5.5 kilos over the minimum, you would think this mare, if she's ever going to get back on the winning list, it'll be here.
Yeah, she just ticks most of the boxes, doesn't she? She's going to get right on top of the speed, get them running, and just be very hard to catch. She's had no luck her last couple against the elite sprinters, and she's back several notches here, and as you said, in pretty well in at the weight. So she's the one to beat. 2, Have a Say, another Queenslander back from Melbourne. He had no luck first up at weight for age behind Ball of Muscle. A bit disappointing down the straight next time, but can forgive him for a straight miss. 8 in for third. Ringo's a rock star. I have trouble catching this bloke. I was on him last start. He just did nothing, but back to 1,000. He can improve. And number 3 in for fourth. Irish Constabulary, 10 years of age, but won well first up. He continues to perform well.
Race 8 at Doomben on Saturday is the Pages Event Hire Gold Edition Plate. This one's 1,200 for three-year-olds at listed level. Features of a very speedy zoo style, but you've found one to knock him off.
I'm giving Malahide another go here. She was my value bet, I think, a fortnight ago, and she ran well behind Outback Barbie. Just got lost a bit on the turn, trying to find clear room, and she just cost herself a couple of lengths. Once she got out and into the clear, she actually hit the line pretty well. She has to improve to turn the tables on Outback Barbie, and, of course, to beat the classy boy, zoo style. So, look, she's going to be double-figure odds, but she'll be fitter for that. I'm convinced she's sort of up to this level, so willing to give her another go to beat Zoo Style, Outback Barbie, and Chess Star, who's a lot shorter in the market than I thought he would be. He's coming off a win over the very exciting Roe Heron, and I guess that's why he's so short. But yeah, you'd probably get a bit better price him if you like him come jump time.
The last at Doomben, race 9, is also the fifth of the listed races. It is the TAB. I've been doing this job for 25 years. I've never learned how to pronounce this name.
I always run with Loch Nay.
Loch Nay. Well, anyway, it's crying out for a naming rights sponsor, this one. TAB Loch Nay Stakes, 1350 metres. And as I mentioned, it is at listed level.
Well, I've gone 3 care to think here. I guess the conditions of the track is going to be vital. If it gets really wet, then he must be a bit of a query. That race that he ran in last start, first up, him and Victorum just got too far back. The way the race was run, the track was upgraded during the day. I'm a Ripper just ran very slick time in front. The backmarkers really had no hope. They ran home as quick as they possibly could. So I think Care to Think and Victorum can sort of bridge the gap and maybe turn the tables on those that finished in front of him. I've gone with Care to Think from Victorum, 4 Nick and Over in for third. Loves the wet, so if the rain comes, an extra tick for him. And 2 I'm a Ripper. He is just that. He goes forward and he makes his own luck, and that's why he's built such a good record, won over $1 million, so he's next in.
Okay, your best was race 4, number 2, Sun City. We have not yet covered your value bet. Comes up in the 2020 quality handicap. That is race 2, and it is from the outside gate and coming off a failure, but that was second up over 2,000 metres. It's number 3, Capital Gain.
Yeah, look, he got tested in very good company as a 3-year-old. He was a Group 1 winner at 2, won the JJ Atkins. Spoke to Paul Butterworth for the Winning Post a couple of weeks ago when he did run and did fail, as you mentioned. He'd been through the wars, this bloke, had plenty of injuries. Paul did just query the second up syndrome and just wouldn't have been shocked if he did put in a bit of a flat one, and he did. He over-raced a little bit and then just didn't really finish off. Finished last, as you said, that was 2,000 metres second up. His fresh run was excellent. He probably went above expectations first up. So now that he's had that run at the 2,000, third up, just hoping his class can see him bounce back. And it's a pretty winnable race. Like Sophie's Gold Class is a promising mare. I've got a bit of time for her. She's another up-and-comer, and obviously Esther Garage and Stanley are going to be in the mix. But just think Capital Gain's got a brighter future than most if he can just put it together.
Alrighty, in Melbourne, we are racing for 2 Saturdays in a row at Flemington. Owners and trainers like to do so, and big fields for most of the day. What did you find for us there in terms of a best and value bet, John?
Yeah, a couple of absolute raffles there on the card too.
Yeah, another one of these benchmark 64s. Yeah. Good luck there. Although, mind you, I came up with my best last time we had one and just never looked like getting beaten Five Kingdom. But, I'm staying away from it this time.
Yeah, that race 4, it's a toughie. Another probably even sort of a race. A lot of horses coming off last start wins is race 2. But I've been impressed with what I've seen from number 9, Piemonte. Son of Fiorente gave good chase on debut at Mornington. The winner was just off and gone. Gave him the sort of the go-by, and Piemonte really kept chasing. Went to 1,400, sat 3 wide, no cover, and was very strong in winning there. I think he's got a bit of a future. Stays at 1,400, I don't mind that, even though he's bred to probably get over a bit further. Looks to have a bit of turn of foot, and I think at around $9 or $10. So I've made him my best. He's a good play each way. My value is race 6. I know the Darren Weir train declares war is going to be really well fancied by many, and easy to see why. It was a strong win at Moonee Valley last start. I thought number 12, Bricktop's, come up silly odds. $21. He's been going around in better races. Listed company against the likes of Amphitrite, Rainier, where he lost the jockey, and then not far off Ring a Ding Ding, and then he's pretty good at Ballarat in that Vobis Gold race behind the closer, who led and kicked away and won. If he can run 1700, and if he's got another run left in him, obviously sometimes these horses that run through the spring can really hit the wall quickly. I just think $21 is over the odds, so I'm willing to find out that he's got another run in him and he can run the trip each way, Bricktop.
All right, well, readers of best bets will be surprised to find that my best bet is actually in this, is up against my best bet in best bets, which was Gorwar. But Gorwar has been scratched, and that, to me, left Chamois Road as the clear one on top. Does drop back slightly to 1,400 metres, but also drops back from the Festival Stakes, which was another good run and had a, had a small excuse there. Was a top run first up. Is a tough and gutsy horse, and I do like the 3 kilo claim for Talia Hope. And I've gone in that benchmark 64 for my value bet, Joel, as indeed have half the panel in winning post. But in true John Barker fashion, it is the favourite, and it's shorter than my best bet. And I notice from the winning post Cranbourne track work that the train is expected to need a run. That's race 4, number 10, Weapon.
Well, interestingly enough, there's a horse going around at Friday at Maui, I think, from by the name of The Crusher in the Mark Webb stable, who looked pretty good beating Weapon in a jump out at Cranbourne. Weapon went pretty well himself, but if they run up to that, you'd think The Crusher and a maiden at Maui would be pretty competitive on Friday, so maybe listeners can take note of that.
All right, well, SA, Metro Racing, is at Morphettville on Friday twilight, and let me just give you the push for the paper right now. I reckon we've got fields for more meetings in this winning post than anyone ever, Joel, because there's eight or nine TAB meetings on Friday.
Close to double figures, though. I think 10.
Possibly, yeah. So 10 on Friday, including, as I say, Morphettville. There's also Hobart is another twilight. We've got the two night meetings at Canterbury and Moonee Valley, and then we back up on Saturday. We've give you a bonus meeting there because there's a Cranbourne night meeting, plus our usual coverage and fields all over the place, and then Sunday. So probably more fields than in any edition of Winning Post before. So the Adelaide racing is on the Friday twilight, but there is almost Metro Class racing at Gawler on Saturday. I don't suppose you've taken any interest in this meeting, John?
I haven't, no. Haven't had much of a look at Gawler.
All right, well, I'll give you James Jordan's gems then. Columbia, race 4, number 3. Didn't disgrace himself at Ballarat last start. Prior form in Adelaide, good enough to win this. Kingson, race 5, number 5. Looking for each way value is James in this race, with the favourite over and above looking short at around $2.30. Kingston okay at Port Lincoln last start. And the third of the Jordan's gems this week is race 6, number 4, Handsome Return from New Zealand. Ultra impressive. It's Australian debut for Will Clark, and steps up to 1700 metres, gets Jamie Carr, and could be your anchor for your quaddy there in race 6 at Gawler. Ascot, there is a Group 3 race. The carnival for the time being is over until we get back into the Perth Cup and so forth, but there is the AJ Scale Stakes, the Glenroy Chaff AJ Scale Stakes. This is a 1400 metre Group 3. Well, last week, BJ Ryan wouldn't hear of Arcadia Queen getting beaten. This time he won't hear of the half-brother Arcadia Prince getting beaten. The emerging talent, 3 from 4 this campaign, ran second, the only defeat. Pennies dropped for the older brother of Arcadia Queen, and the figures he posted carrying 58 over this tracking distance last time stack up. Carries 59 here because it is a weight for age race. So it does need to step up, but should relish a fast tempo from Great Shot and Wrinkly, and should just win. That is race 6, number 8, Arcadia Prince. BJ's value bet, race 9, number 6, Aram Boy. Earlier in the day, across the Tasman, Joel, there is group racing at both Tarapa and Awapuni.
Yeah, Tarapa, I've got two Group 3s and a Group 2, a two-year-old race as well, and the Eulogy Stakes at Awapuni over the 1550 metres. I think it's changed distance, the Eulogy Stakes, from just off the top of my head. I think it used to be over further, but Tarapa is the main card. My best bet is Magnum, race 8, number 3. Spent a fair bit of time in Singapore, this bloke. He's back in New Zealand. He started New Zealand, won a few trials, never actually raced, but he's back in New Zealand. He's going well. Strong winner first up. Ran well last time out behind Teahia Shark. Strong form. Trialled well since. He's the one to beat. My value is Sarabunde, race 5, number 12. This is a daughter of Savabeel. They've taken their time to get her up over a trip, and she's been performing really well. Over 2100, out to 2400 should suit. She hit the line strongly last time out. Awapuni, my best is Queen of Diamonds. You're not going to get rich, but she will probably win the Eulogy. She's only coming off a maiden win, but she's always had wraps from the Baker Forsman Yard, owned by the China Horse Club, and she was impressive last start. And Real Beach is my value. Race 5, number 7. Going pretty well. Last couple of starts, pretty decent, and the 2100 metres should suit.
Alrighty, well, that leaves us only to remind you to pick up the winning post if you haven't already. I've already been through the massive amounts of form you've got for Friday, Friday Twilight, Friday Night, Saturday, Saturday Night, and Sunday, as well as fields for Monday. And we've got all your favourite columnists, Tony Kneebone, Paul Richards, we've got the blast from the past, is Morris Logue, we've got Matt Stewart is writing about Nick Ryan, and your other favourite features too. Still only $5.50. Best $20 bet of the weekend. Joel, I will go Flemington, race 5, number 1, Chamois Road.
All right, I'll go Flemington as well, race 2, number 9, Piemonte.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.